Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
In the you just can't make this up department, you know there's been a lot of talk and speculation about who's going to run against Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election. Well, a lot of celebrities are thinking about floating their hat in the ring, including porn star Sherry DeVille and rapper Coolio. Think they would be perfect to be president and vice president of the United States. And you know what? Sherry says that she thinks that she would be a good candidate because she is interested in health care and she wants to change education. She says, quote, "I think we should provide at least some higher education institutions for free." Well, I agree with her on that one. Her running mate, Grammy award-winning rapper Coolio, is also unconventional in his choice, and he says that he wants some major changes as well. Quote, "Somebody got to do something, man. Somebody got to try. We need normal people. We need normal, regular, everyday people in office." Well, Coolio, I don't know if I agree with you on that one. I personally like smart people like Barack Obama, but that's just me talking. Anyway, Coolio has some pretty unorthodox ideas about politics. Some might even call them conspiracy theories. You know what? The 2020 election is going to be very interesting any way you look at it. And Jordan Peele's blockbuster smash, Get Out. You know, it's the new age horror film centered on racism in American society. And as the award season looms, many are tapping Get Out as a favorite to snatch up multiple awards, which it really should. However, the film is reportedly competing in the comedy category of the Golden Globes, which left one of the film stars scratching his head a little bit. Now, Lil Real took to Twitter after hearing that the film landed in the comedy section, said, quote, "But if I can be honest, this is weird to me. There's nothing funny about racism. Was it that unrealistic?" Well, it was funny, I do have to say, and realistic as well. The Golden Globes are divided into comedy, musical, and drama, which leaves room for interpretation. So it may not be a dig at the film, although the concept of black people having their bodies plundered by wealthy whites is a little bit scary. Anyway, for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.